You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by wealth advisor at PSG Wealth, Route 21, Nelis Brink, to take a look at market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Nelis, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I think this is the first conversation you and I have had in 2025 where I feel that I can take a deep breath. I can sigh. We can reflect on the markets. It certainly has been a busy year across the board, locally, internationally, on the equities front, on commodities, on the currencies. How have you seen the year?
Good evening, Jimmy. Good to be back. Yes, I agree with you. We can definitely sigh a big sigh of relief and say that we have made it. With 15 days out to the end of the year and barely 7 trading days left, I think we're safe. we are around the corner. It's been a very busy year. It's been a great year. If we look across the board, you literally could have bought anything and you would have made money except for essentially Russian or Ukraine stock markets, right? And you should have avoided that one. It was pretty obvious. The rest of the world, essentially, if you just invested in the broader index, you would have had a double-figure return. Now, to get to that point where the JSE has given you well over 35% year-to-date, the S&P 500 over 17%, you've gotten similar figures from the UK, from France, from Germany, from Japan. It's really been a stellar year. We've seen the rand strengthen all the way to 16.77 today. It sometimes makes the South African in me believe that we're on our way to 15. And then I wake up and I realize that we still are in South Africa with a lot of technical and a lot of structural challenges that we need to get through. But it is a good breath of fresh air to see the currency move almost 11% in a year's time. I must be very optimistic for the next year. If I look at where we're moving on an inflation basis, the decisions that has been made around that, I'm optimistic. I'm happy.
But Nelis, you're not the only one. I've been keeping an eye on the rand as well. I've spoken to various analysts. And if you look at it from a year basis, best performance of the year by far, easily. But the fact that this is now eclipsing the last 3 years of performance, we're basically back in territory that we haven't seen since coming out of the pandemic around 2022. And we know then that this at the moment is not to the downside. It's not negative. It's showing a lot of strength. Granted, there is a lot of dollar weakness that has persisted in the market. But South African factors, and particularly when you look at the South African story, that's been something else. Because if you think about the other currencies against other majors, against the euro, against the British pound, against the Australian dollar, we haven't seen the kind of performance we're seeing against the dollar.
Absolutely. That's a very important point you're making. If we take a look at euros and we take a look at the pound sterling, right, we definitely haven't seen a move to the tune of 10.6% year to date. It's been closer to 2%, which shows us its dollar weakness. And that, of course, Mr. Trump is pushing the dollar weaker with a lot of his decisions that he's making, or that rather that his administration is making. So it's not all for us to celebrate. But this does give us an opportunity with a slightly stronger rand. It does give us an opportunity to become a little bit more competitive on a global scale, right? It gives our South African investors opportunity to invest outside of South Africa at a slightly stronger rate. And it gives our importers a bit of that additional advantage. Obviously, the exporters are taking one on the nose after feeling what it feels like to export at $20. To do it at 16.70 is not a lot of fun. But I do believe the strong rand is temporary, Jimmy. Just to put a little bit of a frown on that smile. I do believe it's temporary. I don't think we can keep up with this momentum because South Africa has got a very big political undertaking that we have to get through. to get into a space, we don't have a party that can, a single party that can step in and simply be elected as the two-thirds majority, and we are all in a new beautiful country with a new beautiful leadership. It's simply not the way it's going to happen. So we need to figure out how to work together on a more formal basis. That would be required of us next year with the provincial elections and, of course, leading up into 2029. And to make sure that we don't make especially financial decisions over the next 4 years that would block or inhibit growth. Because that's the one thing that we haven't really unlocked yet, right? We've seen the JSE pop at a 35%, but our economic growth has yet to breach 1% per annum. So I think there's still a bit lacking from a structural point of view. And then I want to segue us into two other data points that I've been looking at.
Mm.
Gold sitting at $4,300 a fine ounce.
Yep.
Okay. And we pair that with Bitcoin dropping to $85,000.
Mm-hmm.
What are we seeing? Is this not the canary in the mine?
Do you know what? And this is the conversation we've had before, Nihilus. We had this conversation and a lot of the crypto pundits came out and said Bitcoin is the new digital gold. It's going to replace gold. And we saw the rally. I mean, we certainly saw the Bitcoin price top up above $120,000 a coin at one stage. And at the time, the gold price wasn't moving. We're starting to see a reversion or a bit of a reversal in the trends in that respect. And the question, I suppose, then that starts to return to the minds of investors and traders is this the true test of what a reserve or what a safe haven bet would look like? And I want to get your thoughts on that, Nihilus.
So that's a very, very interesting question, Jimmy. So Bitcoin, this is not a statement against Bitcoin or by extension a statement against crypto.
And it's not financial advice.
That's not financial advice, and T's and C's apply. So Bitcoin specifically, yes, I believe very strongly that Bitcoin and by extension other solid crypto coins have got a place in the market. I mean, you can't ignore a several trillion dollar market. You cannot ignore a 365% return over the last 5 years. Just to put that into perspective, gold's return over the last 5 years was 130%. So it gave you 3x what gold gave you, and everybody's loving gold, right? So we can't ignore Bitcoin. What I am saying, though, if we look at the return of Bitcoin over the last 7 years, no particular reason for seven, it's only since when I really started tracking it as an indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin is not digital gold. It is not a safe haven. I know that's what it's been sold for. I know that's what it's been punted for. The typical reaction in the market of an investor is to run away from Bitcoin when the market goes risk off. I don't know why. I just look at the numbers. Right? And if they run away from Bitcoin and run towards gold when the market is becoming into a risk off position, should Bitcoin not be a signal to us that the equity markets, it's like the Bitcoin's the signal and the equity market sell-off would be the confirmation.
See, that's an interesting perspective. That's definitely something we're going to look into and dip into when the new year resumes. But Nihilus, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on what you are looking forward to in the new year. I know this year has certainly been one that hasn't been short on conversation and activity and market volatility. I, for one, am looking forward to a calmer 2026. Is that what you're looking forward to?
Be realistic, Jimmy.
I'm hopeful.
That's not going to happen. You must have a very good break throughout December. You're not having a calmer 2026 by any stretch of the imagination. I think we're going to see a bit more of whipsawing. I'm very, very positive about our industrials for next year, South Africa specifically, because we had a good year through resources. We had a good forward momentum. And I believe that can be, if we look at the earnings of the last quarter that came out of a lot of our industrial companies, it looked good. The earnings are expanding, and we're seeing these companies trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. So I think we can have another stellar year that is not as concentrated on a few stocks as we've had in 2025. That's what I'm positive for. I'm very positive to see what the economy makes of this new 3% inflation target. I like where we're heading with our Minister of Finance and, of course, the Governor of the Reserve Bank starting to work together to balance our trade. So that's on the positive note. On the slightly cautious note, the Ukraine-Russian deal must get somewhere. And I believe it's going to end up to a point where they give half of Ukraine to Russia, which can cause bigger problems. And then we've got the Mag 7. The Mag 7 AI stocks, I believe we've got a problem rising there. To very simply put it, they are overvalued. They're overvalued, and it's the same pool of money running around in circles. This is, once again, not something against AI. It's just basic logic. They cannot keep growing at the pace they're growing without the brick and mortar development necessary to do so, which is practically impossible to do in the time frame. So that's where I believe our first shakes in this beautiful building will come.
So 2026 is going to be more of the same as 2025. It's going to be even more interesting as we start to review different conversations and have those conversations play out in the markets. For now, we'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Niels Brink for all his contributions throughout the year and for joining us to take a look at markets today and potentially what markets could look like going into the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.